How to do an interview. This is a very interesting request from McColgan, who's asked for advice from people who have some experience of doing interviews on how he could get better at doing interviews. And I've also listened to Bernie Goldbach, Top Gold, on Audioboo, and used to be on Twitter as Top Gold. He's now gone over to that other place, which I've forgotten. But I digress. The main thing is that the issue is how to do interviews. Well, I think it's a great question, and I think I should probably go and listen to some people's interviews in order to see how you should do it. Perhaps if I listen back to some of my own, the ones I've, I'd learn something. I'm not going to give a list of advice. I should say that for many years I trained people on how to interview, primarily in the context of interviewing for work, interviewing when you're selecting staff, interviewing when you're managing them. I trained across all of the kind of interviews that you would do in a corporate job. So I've never been trained as a journalist, so I don't know what I do. I'll say two things, right? Number one is, for me, it's about rapport, and the whole thing in my overwhelming obsession when I'm going to interview somebody is about setting up the kind of rapport that will make it work, that will create a good interview. I would not start unless I felt I had enough rapport to have the interview. Second point is really about the difference between an interview and a conversation. I'm increasingly attracted to conversations and recording conversations rather than recording interviews. Interviews being where one person is the interviewer and, you know, they have a pre-prepared list of questions and they're drawing information out with a pre-prepared list of questions or a pre-prepared something. Pre-prepared being the thing. For the most part, I work out of what the other person has said, and that I as different from what Bernie was talking about, I, for the most part, do no preparation. All of my preparation is on myself, and it's to try to empty myself of my preconceptions and my assumptions so that I will be able to attend to exactly what's being said and what is not being said. And so, as far as I'm concerned, it's about psychologically preparing myself in order to be able to have a conversation. The thing I do while I'm talking to somebody, as best I can, I try to listen to what's going on from the perspective of somebody who's actually listening to what's going on. Now, I'm not sure I got that right in the form of words I'm putting it. But if I'm talking to you, I'm listening to myself saying something to you, and what you're saying back to me, and I'm listening to that sound of that from the point of view, as best I can, from the point of view of somebody who isn't present, who is listening to it on, in this particular case, on a podcast, or not necessarily within the Audioboo ecosystem, but you know, if they log on to Google and they listen to it. So I'm always checking in my own mind about, you know, whose point of view is going to predominate in the conversation. And I often approach it from the point of view of the naive. I behave naively in the sense that I'll ask questions to which I already know the answer, because that's what the audience would like to hear. I better listen to what I'm saying here in monologue to see whether there's anything else I can offer. There are a lot of different techniques. There are loads of books on how to interview. I don't agree with anybody who says that there's one way of doing an interview. I think the key thing is to be in control of all of the things you're doing. Be self-aware of what you're doing. For example, in relation to questions, be aware that questions are only one of the techniques you use during a conversation or even during an interview. Questions are only one of the golf clubs in the bag. And of those, yes, some of them are closed. Questions can be answered potentially by yes, no, and will tend to give very short answers. They also can have quite a lot of impact to use closed questions. Open questions, you know, are kind of like invitations to the other person to speak. And, you know, it depends on how much time you have, how much time they have. The key thing, one of the key skills I think to practice is the art of paraphrasing back to the person what they've already said to you. That's a way of building rapport, sustaining rapport, giving the person knowledge that they have been heard. I think there are so many aspects to interviewing, and there are so many different types of interviews, and so many different types of listeners, that the key thing is just do it. Get out there and do it. Find your own way. I couldn't agree more with Bernie when he said, you know, it helps if you're interested. Well, it doesn't just help. It totally transforms the situation if you're interested. In fact, I don't talk to anyone about anything that I'm not interested in. I'd prefer be doing something else with my time than having a conversation about something I'm not interested in at all. I guess maybe I've broken that rule sometimes, but it is a huge interest. Good question, Mac. Must listen back to some of the ones I've done.